So I walked in here this morning at around 5:30. And Rebecca and I have our breakfast in the kitchen before we come down to do the show. And Rebecca dropped something to me this morning. She says, what have you got planned for the show for after 8 o'clock? And then I said, and then she says, well, I have written your book.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean you have written my book? Do you know anything about this, Pabs?
Yeah, we were kind of in on it together last week because, like, this month, last month, has been a big month for book releases. Stephen Gerrard's released his autobiography. Alex Ferguson has another autobiography out. Stevie Ferris.
So Stephen Ferris in here 2 weeks ago.
Yes. And he released his book called Man and Ball.
Right.
So, you know, that got us thinking, what if Peter Scott Snodden wrote a book?
Because you've been in the radio industry for what, like over a decade now, and you still haven't released a book. So we thought, why don't we do it for you?
And what people don't know about you...
This sounds like you're going to take the hand clean out of me.
Well, no, not necessarily. This is just me putting it in...
Because
you know,
if I was you, I would take the hand clean out of me.
Well, it's sort of how I imagine you would describe yourself, you know, if you had the opportunity to write a book. So... Rory McIlroy, you know, your good friend, Rory, wrote the foreword.
That joke is just, like, so overplayed now.
Well, you know, the truth hurts.
I know, we're talking about a book. These things have to be in the book.
And and every good book needs a good foreword. So Rory wrote the one for Stephen's book. So we thought, who would write yours? You know, we needed somebody who was maybe quite similar in temperament. So, you know the comedian Shane Todd?
Yes.
Been in the show a few times. Good guy. He does a character called Mike McGoldrick.
Who's this obnoxious guy from Hollywood.
Yeah, and you know, you're from Bangor, so...
Hollywood, Bangor, not a million miles apart.
Just thought it might be quite nice.
I am nothing like Mike McGoldrick.
Well, you know, kind of hang out in the same kind of places, have the same sort of friends, so we thought, wouldn't it be good if he was the voice of your book? So every day this week, you know, we're going to share it with you.
An excerpt from the fictional book. What's this book going to be called?
Man in Radio, The Life and Times of Celebrity DJ and Professional Waker Up of the Nation, Pete Snodden. NB. Peter Snodden came up with this title on his own and in no way stole the idea from Ulster and Ireland star Stephen Ferris. Do you want to hear some of it?
Prepare to cringe.
What are we going to hear today?
Okay, so this is the foreword to your brand new book, Man and Radio.
The boy from Bangor, the man with the mic, the chap who puts the cool in Cool FM. Yes, Peter Scott Snodden, 35er, so he claims, has been waking up Northern Ireland for over a decade and attended almost every Christmas light switch-on, concert and opening of an envelope available, whether invited or not. With his knowledge and experience under his radio belt and perfectly quiffed hair, the logical next step was to share some secrets from behind the microphone. I'm Mike McGoldrick, fellow Gold Coast resident and close celebrity pal of the Snodbod, as we like to call him, because he asks us to. When we're all hanging out socially, Barra, Pammy, Darren Clark, Pete's media mentor, Stephen Nolan, and of course the one and only Roars, that's my close personal friend Rory McIlroy, we all describe Mr. Snodden as a cheeky chappy, a legend, some may say icon of the Northern Irish media scene. Let's learn a little more about the man and the radio. He should have finally finished picking an outfit for the book launch by now.
Book launch, details to be confirmed.
Oh yeah, coming to all good bookstores near you very soon.
Just never
putting it out there. I've read half of Stephen Gerrard's autobiography so far, and I mean, that excerpt beats what I've read of Stevie G's.
What do you think, Snodbod?
I have no words.
All the hits. Bring the beat back.
On to this part of the show, which is not my idea, and this gives Rebecca and Paolo an opportunity to take a pop at me.
Oh.
Well, we do have, there is method in our madness. So we had Stephen Ferris in a couple of weeks ago talking about his brand new book, and he's got Rory McIlroy to do the foreword for the book. So yesterday, we got, you know, a similar gentleman from your type of the world, you know,
you
Bangor direction, Mike
He's
McGoldrick.
He's from Hollywood, and it's a comedian, Shane Todd, and this is one of his characters, and I'm nothing like him.
And there's lots of celebrities releasing autobiographies at this time of year. Stephen Gerrard.
Less of the celebrity.
Alex Ferguson's got his own book out this month, so why not Peter Snodden? Because let's face it, you've been in the game for what, more than a decade now? More than a decade and hasn't released a book.
Do you know what this is like, right? This is like, do you know the way they do on, like, the Comedy Channel in America? They have, like, a roast. And they put a celebrity in the chair and then everyone just slags them off.
No, it's not meant in that kind of a way. I've written it as if you were talking about yourself.
Yeah,
because, you know, you don't
like
to do that very often. You're not going to talk about
yourself.
Okay,
so what are we hearing about
about me today?
Well, yesterday we heard the foreword, and today we are going to hear an excerpt from chapter 3, which is how to perfect the PR picture. Now, you are the king of PR photographs.
What?
How many must you have done in your time?
Shut up.
An awful lot. And, you know, you nail them. You get in, you take the photo, done. Front page of the Sunday Life.
Snodden's got a bigger wardrobe than Mariah Carey in Bangor, right?
Yeah, you know what to wear to do these photographs. Something bright so that the press pick it up. And then, you know, you've got your lovely teeth that just all works. Are you cringing?
Yeah. Being such a big time celebrity, I've had to find my perfect Ulster toddler worthy smile. Owning a set of pearly whites that Zoolander would be jealous of has made life a little easier, I must admit. However, appearance is important to me. I would class myself as a bit of a male fashionista, always being partial to the odd florist shirt, colour chino combo, especially if my favourite colour of all time, burgundy, inspired by my idol, Mr. Ron Burgundy. Stay classy, Bangor.
Stay classy, Bangor. Really?
Well, you do love to wear burgundy, and, you know, you do like the odd floral shirt.
Give us a smile. Oh, those teeth are white.
Oh, wow. Oh, it actually gleams. It's like, ding.
Ding. Where'd you get them whitened?
They're 100% real, I have you know.
Just you wait till tomorrow.
Cool, get all the way. What are we hearing about tomorrow? What chapter are we going to tomorrow?
So tomorrow the chapter is all about your timekeeping, because you do such a great job. Not.
Turn up your radio. Because I need cool it.
To my favourite part of the show this week, as we go into another fictional chapter, another fictional excerpt from my fictional autobiography written by Rebecca and voiced by Shaun Todd, comedian, who of course has the character, the very obnoxious, the very up his own you-know-what, Mike McGoldrick.
It's very funny though. And I think he sums it up perfectly. You know, all those pointers that you get embarrassed about and you hate us taking the hand out of you for, we've just put them in one book.
This book's going to be a bestseller. You know the way, like when you get to the bookstores.
Palo. Sorry, I just got to put it back. It's fictional, Palo. It's never actually going to be
it
out in the marketplace.
It might not be after this week.
It's not fictional to us. This is real. This is 100% real.
Yeah.
And if your book were to be published, this is what would be in it.
We've just picked all your best traits and, you know, embellished them.
So day 3, what have we got?
Today is all about the fact that your life is incredibly busy and you never say no to anything, so it's constant.
She is one to talk.
But it's true. You're always go, 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 Pete Snodden, and I can fit everything in, and you always arrive for occasions just on time. I'm talking a few seconds before your class is being late.
Right, Pete, the table's booked for 7:30. See you there. 7:28, we're Snodden. 7:29, we're Snodden. 7:29 and 30 seconds. Oh, he's arrived.
Oh, he's here.
30 seconds on time.
I'm on time, guys. I can do it all.
The day I discovered the art of being on time, just about. Timing in radio is everything. The top of the hour is what we work towards. In life, however, I've not managed to transfer that skill. I believe that being fashionably late is not exclusively reserved for the ladies. I spent a lot of time apologising to my wife, my mother, my 4-year-old and my work colleagues for managing to fit 45 things into one day and making it just on time to every occasion. My life is go, go, go with very little sleep, sleep, sleep. However, since I was diagnosed with FOMO, fear of missing out, at the tender age of 21, I've been trying my best to live with the disease in a positive mindset. I am Pete Snodden. I say, guys, I too have the same amount of hours in a day as Beyonce. And that usually gets a laugh. I also have to fit in time for hockey training. That's right, I play field hockey and I'm proud of it. A lot of people say hockey is a girl's sport, but I say foot spas and manicures are also apparently for girls, so what's your point, mate? P.S. Beyonce is actually a close personal friend. Only joking, obviously it's Jay-Z I'm more friendly with. B is merely an acquaintance.
Did you enjoy that one today?
Day 19, yeah. I'm off to book a manicure and a foot spa.
You love it, Snodden.
It's Barack Obama coming with you.
Oh, dear. What's happening tomorrow? What's day 4?
Oh, tomorrow's all about Christmas.
Oh,
specifically,
joy.
The light switch-ons.
Oh, great.
All 99 of them.
Yes. So, today is the 4th installment of the brand new best-selling book, Pete Snodden, Man and Radio.
And inspired by Stephen Ferris's Man and Ball autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
You do like to take the hand out of us on a lot of occasions. In fact, on a daily, it's a daily occurrence.
And on top of that, I do like to take the hand out of myself. Hence, as much as I probably sound that I feel very uncomfortable during this whole debacle, I am actually laughing with you.
Laughing internally and gritting your teeth, aren't you?
No, I'm just laughing out loud.
So we've taken our favourite traits of yours and written them up in the way that you wouldn't talk about them, but we'd like you to. And embellished it just a little bit with the help of local comedian Shane Todd as his Gold Coast Hollywood banger direction character, Mike McGoldrick.
How many Christmas lights did you switch on last year? More than Santa.
Death over.
The day I became Mr. Christmas NI. Some may traditionally say that Santa is the main man of Christmas Town. They are wrong. I am the King of Christmas. If you have a town that needs to be illuminated, children who need to be encouraged to spontaneously sing Mariah Carey songs, or a festive jumper that needs to be worn, I am your man for a surprisingly low fee. Affectionately christened by my wife, Mr. Christmas 2015, I leave the family home around the 15th of November and generally don't return until around mid-December when I've completed my task of bringing festive banter to the masses. There are still a few towns across Northern Ireland that have not yet had the pleasure of my company while switching a light on, even if it is literally your hall light. Baby, I'm your man. Seriously, get in touch with the Snodden team, no matter what your budget, even if it's just petrol money. In fact, I'll pay you whatever works. They call me the Maw because I'm always chasing the lights. Nobody actually calls me that, but it's just great banter.
Yeah!
Well, Mr. Christmas 2015, are you excited?
Christmas is you.
And today is the final day of my fictional autobiography.
Have you been enjoying it this week?
I gotta say, I have laughed my leg off. As much as I play the card, yeah, it's horrible and, you know, none of this is true and blah, blah, blah. Listen, I take the hand out of myself every day in life, so I'm very content with the fictional autobiography. But what I would say is if I ever did get to write something, it wouldn't sound anything like this.
A lot of people are loving the fact that we're giving you stick this time.
Yeah.
People were coming up to me last night in Shaftesbury Square, celebrating Northern Ireland's win, saying, oh, I just love this Snodden book thing. He's raging. He is secretly raging about it.
Secretly raging nothing. Anyway, what's going on today, Bexy Boo?
Well, today is all about the breakfast show. Because, you know, you've come back on air and we wanted to pay tribute to that and also to chat a little bit about how much you love us. Three best friends that anyone could ever have.
The day I stole the line, every day above ground is a great day. I returned to breakfast radio on Cool FM in the summer of 69. Only joking, banter. It was 2014. And with this change, I rediscovered my love of getting up at 4:45 a.m. Thank goodness I have my eye night cream to maintain my youthful complexion. You wouldn't believe I was 47. Cool FM said, we need you back, mate. You are our man. They realised they'd phoned the wrong number, but it was too late. I was on my way in, armed with a great attitude and a winning smile. I broadcast the show every morning with my best friends and possibly the two best-looking, most talented and amazingly funny people I knew. Palo's knowledge of sport, especially the unique way he pronunciates football teams and tennis players during his bulletins, allows me to look at the sport in a very different way I never thought possible. At 5:35 a.m, a pot of porridge is never quite the same without Rebecca, and working with her has made me realise I finally am abnormally short for a man. Seriously, I've had a few inches added to my quiff just for that extra height. I attempt to minimise my uncontrollable urge to make up song lyrics and use cheesy DJ lines every morning. However, now feels like the right time to use one. As my favourite rapper of all time says, every day above ground is a great day. Cheers, Pitbull, mate.
What do you think?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Top seller, honestly.
And if you could sum up that entire book and your life in one line, what would you say?
I would say, every day above ground, a great day.
Are you Mr. 305?
I tell you, so am. Night cream and all was applied last night. We're good to go this morning.
Yes. 47? I knew it.
35, I'll have it.
Yeah, ready for the summer.